Let's think about how vaccine mandates are going to impact agriculture. When you say the word vaccine mandate, think inflation, because the vaccine mandates are going to impact every industry in this nation. A third of every industry. I don't care whether it's the Department of Labor up here in Washington, D.C., or if it's a truck driving operation, at least a third of their workers are not vaccinated yet. That's going to cause further supply chain disruption, right, which is going to drive up prices. And think about just your FSA offices and your NRSC offices as well, that a third of those people aren't vaccinated. I encourage people to get the vaccine. I support the vaccine. I've had the vaccine. My parents have had the vaccine. I'm thinking about my grandparents this morning. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving time, but my parents have had their booster shots. But there's a group of people that aren't going to get it, and that's why I'm up here fighting for Kansans, fighting for Americans to stop the mandate, to stop the federal mandate. We have legislation that we'll be putting forward to stop any funding for OSHA to implement this mandate. Also trying to do a couple congressional review acts as well to stop it. So we're going to use every tool we can to stop the mandates. But again, encourage your listeners to consider the vaccine. Go talk to your doctor if you're concerned about it.